Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Barbara Starflower, and I'd like to welcome you into our show, Secrets of Sacred Healing, where we share tips and techniques for helping you be the architect of your own healing and transformation. And as always, the intent on this program is only to offer information of a general nature, so nothing herein should be taken as medical advice, nor as a diagnosis or a prescription in any form. Thank you for always making the sovereign choices that are best suited to you in your quest for well-being. Okay, so let's get right into some sacred healing information. And today, we'll be talking about navigating changes and challenges with grace. And I know, the thought of change can be intimidating to many. But if we really look at it, change is usually a form of support. And I say that because change brings opportunities for improvement. And we know, really, that most change is truly a good thing. I've given this example before, that if not for change, we would all still be toddlers, unable to walk or talk proficiently. And if not for change, we would not have grown to our current stature. And I mean that more than just physically. And there are countless other examples of beneficial changes we've experienced. Still, I do understand that the thought of some types of change can be daunting. When we are faced with changes and challenges, it can feel scary sometimes, and we might be tempted to drop into fear. But when we are in fear, we're not in our wisdom. So when faced with challenges and with change, what if we ask ourselves, is this actually an opportunity? Is this offering me a better way, opening me to a better path? Perhaps the path we were on or the life we were living was not so great. Or perhaps it was okay or even pretty good. But what if there is an even more amazing path and life available to us and we needed a challenge or a change to get us to it? What if the challenges we face are not at all random or even capricious? What if they are actually orchestrated by a higher level, intentionally customized to foster our growth and move us ahead on our path? What if we sometimes think of as trials are really sacred opportunities? What if the change or challenge we are experiencing, especially the big ones, are actually designed to unfold a holy journey? The changes we face can be defining moments in our lives. What if this change is a distinct and extraordinary opportunity to use our personal and spiritual power? What if this change we're faced with is a magical moment of transformation, and we have choice in every moment as to how we handle these situations? We have a choice as to whether we use or dismiss our power, and whether we uphold or dismiss our responsibility to ourselves to reach our highest potential. What if this change is putting us on notice that a powerful time is at hand? We are our own alchemists. We are our own architects, and we can transform situations into gold. If we can face changes and challenges with the understanding that we are still architects of our experiences and we can influence the outcome, we can be not only an active participant in our journey, but we can evoke our self-mastery as an aware, knowing, confident, evolved being. And we can be intent on our journey being a wondrous reflection of our highest nature. Certainly, we are responsible for our outlook and our actions, how encouraged we remain, and if others are involved, how encouraging we are with them, and how patient we are when necessary, when the process of an optimal outcome takes a bit of time. And when we feel challenged, we can call on grace to help us through. And now, how does grace work? Well, multiple ways. Grace can direct us to be faithful and patient when we're frustrated or doubtful. And grace can guide us to proper action when we are frightened. Because if we are frightened, we need to exercise and develop our courage. And sometimes that is exactly what trials are for, to get us to stretch and build our fortitude. If we can consider the challenges we encounter as opportunities to create our own blessings, our own enhancements, our own advancements, and look at change as an opportunity to reassess what is working well and what could be better and move toward the better, then changes carry with them openings. Openings and opportunities to alter or to upgrade something. When a situation in our lives has not been or will not be in our highest good, we can sometimes through blessings be offered a window, an opening in order to upgrade, to advance, to elevate, to release or escape old stuck energies that is not supportive of our highest evolution. We can change old unhelpful habits or associations. And sometimes when we are divinely guided changes, when we make those, we can evade unhelpful things that we might have otherwise eventually encountered had we not made the change. Life usually opens up through changes in some way, and that presents a new window for achieving our goals, allowing us to consider previously unconsidered options and experiencing some freedom in choosing our own higher reality. Sometimes when we are stuck in a rut and in a limiting routine, it might feel comfortable from our day-to-day perspective, but from our soul's perspective, it might be stagnating. Sometimes the momentum of our habits or routines or customs or traditions can keep us stuck and unaware of better options. And while we always have the opportunity to open a different door, to take an alternate course and make better and higher choices, either in our thoughts as we release unhelpful belief patterns or in our behaviors or in our major life decisions, sometimes out of our viewpoint that's veiled, or sometimes out of fatigue or weariness, or our sense of comfort in our current circumstances, we tend to stall. When we, though, can take a wider look, which sometimes we only do when we're nudged to by change, we see the various options available to us. I believe we really are innovators at our core, and most of us live far below our ultimate possibilities. But change allows us to write a new chapter, to upgrade, to modify and transform limiting patterns or circumstances, and tap into and harvest from the vast field of potential that's really available to us. When faced with change, if we concentrate and focus on the best possible outcome, our best life, regardless of the outer circumstances that are only temporary anyway, we can participate in crafting that best outcome. And I believe, regardless and all the while, the universe remains on our side and will help us along as needed. First, by giving us signals and clues all along the way, including through our body and through our feelings as to changes we would do well to consider. And when we notice our true needs and make courageous decisions ourselves as to when and where and how we need to make changes, when we, through providence, recognize our need for change and initiate those changes ourselves, we can often do so with ease and under gentle measures and timing. And I believe the benevolent universal forces remain right with us all along the way. But if we ignore those signals to make changes, we can be encouraged a little more noticeably by those forces to make improvements by forcing our hand by pulling the rug out from under us or taking down the tower if needed. I do wonder sometimes if our soul or our guardian angel says, okay, apparently we need a little nudge here, so if you're not going to leave that job that does not fulfill you, we're going to try to entice you to go elsewhere by speaking to your heart. We'll try that first. And if that doesn't work, we'll start showing you in your experiences whether people at work seem to change or things just seem to get more difficult for you at work. And if that doesn't work, perhaps we'll even get you fired if we need to. Or if you do not realize that the person you are with is not ideal for you and initiate a change yourself, we might need to have their guardian angel nudge them to make a change. Or if you do not realize you need to take a rest and nurture yourself a bit, we're going to make arrangements so you have to. So what's it going to be? I can just imagine them. Now, regardless, we can keep heart because I believe those benevolent forces are still right there rooting for us and supporting us even if our tower did come down, providing encouragement and doorways and opportunities that can support our higher well-being. All we need to do is be open to them. And I do believe our soul and our spiritual team know what we can handle and know when the time is right to make changes. And sometimes those happen individually and sometimes collectively. Regardless, we can do this. We can navigate change with fortitude and resilience and with clarity and grace and even with hope and appreciation. I do have faith that from a higher level, challenges and changes are designed to help us along our path. See, us making a decision, making a true and resolute choice on behalf of ourselves, can be one of the most influential acts of creation available to us. Invoking our will to effect change is one of the most powerful acts of initiating transformation. And when we are faced with unexpected change, I would offer for you to consider that our role is to stay open to the idea that this is actually a blessing, to remain flexible and look at the change as an opportunity for upgrade, to trust that, to be optimistic, to go with the flow as much as we can, and not be tempted to run back to the familiar and to just replace what we had, rather to tap into and harvest from that vast field of potential that is there for us. And for us to concentrate and focus on the best possible outcome, our best life, regardless of the temporary outer circumstances. And transcend any limiting thoughts and opinions, whether our own or others, and surpass any restrictive conventions. Our greatest action, our greatest investment we can make is to, with discipline, keep our thoughts and emotions focused on improvement. And feeling grateful in advance for the improvement that is certainly on the way. We can transform ourselves and our circumstances in ways that amaze us with our knowing that it can be so. When we are open, and even better, when we are wanting and willing our life to forever move in better directions, we welcome the opportunities to make modifications and transformations. Knowing and trusting that if we're going through a major change or a flurry of changes, that the universe knows that the time is now. And we have choice in what we will become. I do not believe we are just being blown around in the wind down here. I believe we, each of us, are far more majestic than that. And we truly can be architects of not only our well-being, but also our experiences. And can initiate change ourselves as we recognize our own unique needs for modifications and transformations. And we can accept help from a higher level to prod those changes along when we need a nudge and we need fresh opportunities to change the direction of our life. So when faced with change, if we wish to, we can reflect on all that is going well or has gone well and contemplate what could be better and then focus on the better. And script out our new and exciting future even better than before. Perhaps an opportunity to upgrade some unhealthy habits, or upgrade less than optimal circumstances, or to tap into our true calling. Who do we want to be? Change can be a tremendous opportunity for personal power and a time for optimism. And I know sometimes change can include loss. I think we've all experienced that. And now here, I'm not referring to the loss of a loved one. That is a different matter. But perhaps we lost some possessions, or we thought we lost some aspect of ourselves in some way. And when we experience change in this way, it can be tempting to drop into fear, or perhaps to blame others, depending on what the change may be. But dropping into fear or blaming others can cause us to lose our power. It's important to resist the temptation to focus on what was seemingly lost, and instead just look to, where do we go from here? What can we do from here? What can we do better? And that, our ability to deal with loss in the highest way, seems to be a similar theme that some are being tested with more and more. So how are we at dealing with loss? I believe as we accept the initial loss and not try to necessarily rush and replace what was, but rather pause, breathe, allow our minds and hearts to open to other options, other possibilities, reclaim that opportunity. When faced with challenges and changes, if it feels scary or intimidating, perhaps we can start with, again, breathing, which always connects us more directly to our spirit, and centering ourselves and staying in the moment. In other words, if we drop into fear, we start creating what-ifs, which take us into fantasy and usually falsity. And if we were to focus only on our concerns, we can end up adding to our challenges, and that certainly is unhelpful. If we, though, can stay present in the moment, be aware of the current moment of opportunity and seize that moment, and accept and welcome our role as co-creators, and acknowledge, okay, I'm a powerful being and I know there must be an opportunity here. And as soon as we're able to focus on what improvements can come from the change or challenge, when we can do that, we're tapping into our power. And we can feel that difference, right, between resigning to a concern versus shifting into participating in the creation of something better. The difference is profound. And as we get better at noticing how we feel in any given situation, and prioritizing our good feelings, finding a way to work improved potentials around in our minds, things get better. And if we need additional support and rising above our concerns, we can focus on all that is going well, take inventory of our blessings, even write them down to focus our attention there. And as we focus on our blessings, we get some really good footing and restore some sense of stability. And from there, it's easier to build upon. And then we can brainstorm ideas for improvement for whatever's concerning us. Again, not automatically attempting to duplicate what once was, not necessarily restoration of what was, but creation of something even better. So, once more, sometimes in our lives, we reach a point where we cannot progress as we need to under our current framework or circumstances or in the same manner, and in order to move onward and upward, change is necessary. Conceivably, that change is architected and arranged from a higher level to allow for us a fresh approach and improved direction. I believe if we're going through a change or challenge, there's some reason for it, and within that, there's a doorway to enhancements. It's like when we're faced with change that concerns us, it's like we enter an etheric room, and there's a door behind us, the door to what once was, and when we go through a change, sometimes we automatically look for evidence of safety. And let's not beat ourselves up over that. Let's be compassionate with ourselves and others, as to a large degree, that is built into our baser dimensional makeup to look for safety. So when we experience change, many of us will automatically look for evidence of safety. If we don't find it immediately, we'll be tempted to run back to the familiar. So we become attached to the old ways, and we use fear as a reason not to change. But we are better than that, we're braver than that, and bravery, in spite of the circumstances, is an act of will. And our bravery can be lifted by us realizing that we have the opportunity to let go of that which no longer serves us, maybe habits, careers, relationships, even disease. And we can thank them for their lessons or for the wisdom of that experience that we now have and move ahead. And we can move ahead no longer needing to live our lives for others or for others' acceptance or for fear of their reaction. So when we're faced with change that concerns us, it's like we enter that etheric room and there's a door behind us, the door to what once was. But across the room and up a flight of stairs is another door, and that's the door to improvement. Now, from where we stand currently, we may be closer to the door behind us, the door to what once was, and may be tempted to go back through that door, especially when the door to improvement may be across the room and up a flight of stairs. But let the flight of stairs signify that what awaits us if we choose to pursue it in faith is something of a higher level, something better. And we may think, but it's across the room and up a flight of stairs and I'm tired. And I get it. But what if we end up gliding across the room and flying up the stairs? Or perhaps what looked like stairs, we realize as we get closer, actually form an escalator, powered by our positive anticipation and the help of the divine, which can come in many forms, including all manner of earthly support. Perhaps people that support us, perhaps clues and signs that support us, even serendipities and miracles that support us, inspirations and innovations that flow to and through us. These wonderful things happen all the time, and they can for us. It's time for us to experience the joy and the majesty of glorious change. And when we think about it, we really have had experiences like this across our lives. We never had to worry, for example, about getting from our toddler size to our current height. We didn't have to worry about our internal organs growing from their baby size to our adult size. It all just happened. We're supported all the time. And we're encouraged each to contemplate how many other times and ways this has occurred across our lives. And remember the enhancement and the enchantment of all and all of the possibilities. And if it feels intimidating to move toward change, there is really good news. And that is that it seems that the best way to glide across the room to the stairwell is to relax and let go of strife and allow higher intercession. When we relax and connect with our heart, and putting a hand on our heart can help if you're not used to tapping into your heart, and agree to improvement and accept that we are worthy of better things and we do not have to do it alone, our role is to believe and know that support is available to us as opportunities, as ideas, as those who offer to help us, and concentrate and focus on the best possible outcome, regardless of the outer circumstances that are only temporary. With faith, we can truly accomplish anything. And we need to take a quick break, but we'll be right back. Please do join us after this break.
The old adage, smell the roses, still applies, but now with Barbara Starflower's book, The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers, it takes this adage to a whole new level. It gives you ancient, natural healing methods using the unique properties of over 70 different flowers. We're talking healing on a mind, body, emotional, and spiritual level. All in one book, all for you. It even has pictures. This is a great reference book to be used over and over again. Buy The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or visit barbarastarflower.com.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
As an accomplished speaker, college professor, holistic educator, Barbara Starflower knows how to use food, herbs, and flowers as restorative, botanical, and energetic therapies. Why not explore this at your next online or in-person group venue? Or how about a talk on cooperative and ecological cultivation, or even how to plant nourishing, reliable harvests on your own land? And much more. Get Barbara to speak at your event. It's easy. Just email grace@barbarastarflower.com. That's grace@barbarastarflower.com.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Your destination for healing with flowers should be barbarastarflower.com. There's so much information for natural healing, cooperating with nature, and other fun topics. Barbara is an ambassador for the earth and for nature, a longtime ecological grower, and an advocate for natural healing methods. So you'll learn from the best when you visit barbarastarflower.com. With microblogs, book excerpts, and advanced information on her upcoming books and courses, you won't want to miss her website, barbarastarflower.com. Remember, positive impact, www.healthylife.net.
welcome back to our show, Secrets of Sacred Healing. I'm Barbara Starflower, and thanks for staying with us. Today we've been talking about navigating changes and challenges. So when we truly realize the opportunities embedded within change, we automatically tap into our higher, wiser self, into our true beingness, and we no longer see challenges merely as problems, but see them as experiences we are having and as opportunities for advancement. And advancement can be different things to different people, customized to our own needs and the needs of our soul. How many times, for example, have we thought that in the moment that something happened, it was the worst thing ever, only to realize that down the road, it was the best thing ever? And for some people, or at some times, when we find ourselves in that etheric room of change and challenge with the doorway behind us and the higher level door ahead of us, the door up the stairs, we can become paralyzed with indecision, and we just stay stuck in the room, not sure whether to go back or how to move forward. And from our soul perspective, we've become incapacitated. And many can stay stuck in limbo in that incapacitating state for a long time, even a lifetime. And I understand that too. But I believe we really are pioneers at our core. And in our true majesty, we were not meant to spiritually stagnate. Now, taking a pause to catch our breath and to center ourselves, I certainly believe that is not only okay, it can actually help us find clarity for the path ahead, but just to full stop with no intent to progress is spiritually suffocating. And I realize we might have different belief systems, so I'll just say, to me, when I eventually pass over and return to my true home and review my life, I don't want to be like, oh no, I stewed and fretted over this or that situation for so long and by default chose to remain stuck. Or for this other situation, I was afraid and chose to run back to the familiar, the old way, instead of finding the doorway to the higher path. Eek! Can I try again? Can I get a do-over? For me, I don't want to go home and feel like I left some incredible things done or undone. Now, as always, I'm not offering advice to anyone on any matter, and we are all different. For example, for me, I'm not a daredevil, and I don't think skydiving or bungee jumping, for example, are important to my soul at this time. And so those are not the type of things that I'm talking about or referring to as pursuing for me. But they could be for you. That's up to you. Now, do we all have similar quests? Perhaps us all truly opening to giving and receiving love. Perhaps that. But we are each different as well. What if, for example, some of us were meant to invent something and the only way we could do it is through a bit of adversity? Or what if we were the ideal being to bring forward a special therapy and the only way we could really genuinely do that is through our own trials? Or what if we were meant to upgrade a part of our lives and the only way we would be willing to even try is if we experience a little challenge, a little hardship? And that is happening for many people, especially of late. Many of us are being given opportunities to upgrade or to discover or create things that we would likely have never thought to do or pursue had we not faced a challenge. And I can think of many individual examples as well as societal examples. And we could be given more. This episode is timed as it is for a reason, and I hope it resonates and helps many. So when faced with challenges and changes, we can ask ourselves, what can I or we learn from this? Or how can I or we grow from this? Or what is the best I or we can bring forward? And if that seems like a stretch, if you're facing an especially difficult challenge, at minimum, can we at least be open to the idea of improved possibilities? And again, if something in our life falters, I understand it may be tempting to rush back to the familiar and create what we had, but what if what we had was flawed? What if things could be worlds better? And still, if we remain fearful, perhaps at least we can consider reminding ourselves that it is not the entirety of our being that is fearful, rather only a part of us was feeling some fear. In truth, the grander part of ourselves is quite stable and wise and can handle whatever we are facing. And being the grander part of us, we can always tap into it. And when we remember that fear is not the entirety of us, it is sometimes just visiting, and realize that fear is not all-encompassing, but just another occasional aspect of our experience on this plane. And we can acknowledge it, acknowledge that a part of us is initially reacted in fear, accept it, feel the emotion of fear if we need to, feel it so we can let it go and move forward. See, if we resist it entirely, if we try to pretend it's not there, it can persist. And if we resist feelings or resist change, we create resistive energy. And that can block inspirations and solutions. When we're resistant, we are not in our wisdom. So allowing the feeling of fear, even chuckle at it given our true majesty, knowing that we need to address it in some manner anyway, we may as well squarely face it with courage. Then we can move forward and find what we're truly seeking. That is, we can find our solutions and find our improvement and stay open to better possibilities. And we open up to solutions. And I do know it can be tricky sometimes, and I am not saying I handle things perfectly all the time. I, too, am faced with changes and challenges and need to coach myself sometimes to take a breath, keep my sights on the highest outcome, to go with the flow, stay aligned to the highest possibilities. And sometimes, you know, we just don't want to change. Perhaps our routines, perhaps our patterns, and sometimes we're just tired and we want a little stability, a little rest period. Sometimes we just feel weary. We do not like the idea of something else in our lives shifting. And in those cases, I have a tip, and that is one thing that might help is to declutter our environments and our living spaces, also our offices, perhaps even our commitments. See, when we feel unable to handle change, that can be for several reasons, and one of those reasons could be that we feel overwhelmed as it is. And if we feel overwhelmed as it is, changes can sometimes just be too much. They can seem insurmountable. And I've talked in previous episodes about our multi-dimensional aspects and that everything we do and everything in our environment has an energy associated with it, and whether to our complete awareness or not, as multi-dimensional beings, we're sensitive to that. So just decluttering, organizing things can be perceptibly helpful. It may seem simple, but the effects can be very noticeable, especially when we either fix or release those things that are broken or release things that carry unhelpful memories. We can really feel that. And when we find things we no longer need, but they benefit others and we share those things forward, we feel that too. Not only the release, the energy of letting things go, but the generous energy of sharing. It's a win-win. And we can just start with a room or a corner of a room or even a single drawer. But something as simple as decluttering or organizing things or perhaps completing some things that have been on our to-do list for some time can really shift the energy. And when we release things, we make room for more clarity. And we allow more energetic space in order to welcome other things. Many different examples of change. I know plenty of people that are set back when they're faced with changes in the era of technology, for example. A new device, maybe new software, something like that, and they may not want to deal with it. Now, learning a new device or new software can be exciting to some, yet it can be daunting and taxing to others. It can be exciting because often new devices or new software often come with enhanced features, and it can be daunting or intimidating because when we get used to something, such as our current device or software, habits form pathways in the brain. And let's pull a quick break in here. But when we come back, we'll continue talking about navigating changes and challenges with grace. Please do join us after this quick break.
Trees are sentient beings that deserve our love and respect. They help us in so many ways. Just 1 acre of forest absorbs 6 tons of carbon dioxide and produces 4 tons of oxygen, so we can breathe easier and help the planet at the same time. Property values increase with trees as much as 20%. Placed properly, trees reduce your air conditioning and heating bills, improve water quality, and stop chemicals from entering waterways. Trees help people, animals, water, land, and air. So the next time you see a tree, say thank you and take care of them. They're in your corner.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
It's time to transcend your personal struggles and reach your highest potential. So take control of your healing process, but you don't have to do it alone. Flowers can help. Get the information you need to heal on a mind, body, spirit level from Barbara Starflower's book, The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers. Filled with beautiful photos, knowledge, and wisdom, you'll not only be able to heal yourself, but others. Get your copy of The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and find bookstores everywhere, or visit BarbaraStarflower.com. The old adage, smell the roses, still applies, but now with Barbara Starflower's book, The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers, it takes this adage to a whole new level. It gives you ancient, natural healing methods using the unique properties of over 70 different flowers. We're talking healing on a mind, body, emotional, and spiritual level. All in one book, all for you. It even has pictures. This is a great reference book to be used over and over again. Buy The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or visit BarbaraStarflower.com. Remember, help for a positive life. www.healthylife.net.
Welcome back to our show, Secrets of Sacred Healing. I'm Barbara Starflower, and thanks for staying with us. And today we've been talking about navigating changes and challenges with grace, and hopefully with a little more ease. And just prior to the break, I was talking about the example of technology as one example of change. And, you know, it can be exciting to some people, it can be daunting to others. And when we get used to something, you know, maybe it's a current piece of software that we're comfortable with, and we use it a lot, those routines form pathways in the brain. You might have heard the expression, nerve cells that fire together, wire together. So when we practice something or become familiar with something, that can lay wire, so to speak, in our brains with regard to nerve pathways for predictive patterns, and that's also true when we practice a physical skill. So when we become familiar with something, sometimes we can use it without much thought or focus, and that can be especially helpful when we're learning a complex and beneficial skill. You know, people that, you know, are extraordinary guitar players, you know, that's amazing some of the things they're able to do, or piano players, or people with different physical skills, you know, just so many examples. And when we're used to doing something, that can give us comfort. When we can do some things with familiarity and with ease, especially with the many things we may otherwise need to juggle or deal with, having something familiar can be comforting. But it can be a hindrance if we are stuck in a rut or otherwise limiting ourselves. But we are blessed with what we call neuroplasticity, meaning the ability to change the software, so to speak, and the wiring of our brains and nervous systems, and we can adapt to new things. I believe at a higher level, we like to learn and grow. And when it comes to technology, we could dodge it completely, I guess. I myself like to keep it simple and reduce things that could potentially be distracting or draining or unhealthy. Yet we could also realize that technology continues to change and sometimes offers benefits. And if we want to, it's up to us, we can take advantage of the benefits it can sometimes bring. For example, I remember the days prior to personal computers. I remember typing things on the typewriter and having to redo them entirely if there are too many mistakes. I mean, there's only so much whiteout a piece of paper can take before the paper actually gets soggy. I remember the days prior to cell phones and needing to find a payphone if I had to make a call when outside the home. So, again, it's up to us if we decide to remain a bit more flexible in the area of technology, still remaining sensible, still using discernment about what we decide to use or bring into our environments and energy fields, but just remaining open, at least in thought, to improvements that technology can potentially bring, can translate to us remaining open to improvements that other changes in our lives can potentially bring. And in each case, we can carefully consider the potential improvements we could gain and make self-directed choices from that viewpoint. And whenever we learn new information or gain knowledge, in this example perhaps a new device or a new piece of software, we make new connections, new circuits in the brain. Just learning something new makes new connections, and remembering and maintaining the learning can sustain the new connections. And we add to our bank of experiences and our bank of knowledge. Okay, well, what are other types of changes? Well, what about if the change we're experiencing is because a relationship is ending? That can certainly be disruptive, especially if there was a formal coupling of the relationship. But I wonder, and this is up to each of us, our own contemplation, if one person does not want to be in the relationship, whether it is truly good at all for either party. And sometimes we're in situations where we're a bit static, where we lack forward motion, or perhaps we lack a sense of personal freedom, and a change in a relationship, while it can be disruptive, may get us on our path. When I think of the variety of challenges and changes I've dealt with over the years, I believe they each were opportunities to improve and certainly to grow, and with the rate or speed and the extent of growth depending, frankly, on how well I did or did not handle them. And for those times that I did not do so well, I believe if we truly seek improvement, and I do, we will be given multiple opportunities. So now I endeavor to see challenges not as roadblocks, but as doors for ascension, and changes as opportunities for liberation and advancement, and lessons as lanterns that can light my highest path. As a gardener, this reminds me of what we refer to as chilling hours, meaning some foods, for example, apples, berries, grapes, pears, many different types of plants, need a minimum number of colder temperatures in order to go into dormancy at the end of a season, then to bud and flower and set fruit the next season. So this chilling period is crucial for many fruiting plants' health and the productivity during the next growing season. That is to say, too little cold can be just as limiting as too much for many fruiting plants. And to me, I see the correspondence as, one, that sometimes we really do benefit from a period of rest or dormancy, but that is meant to be seasonal or for a set period of time. And two, that in order to bloom and then to set fruit, so to speak, cooler temperatures are needed. And perhaps going through a rest sometimes, then us going through a few changes that might feel a bit chilly, might feel like adversity, can actually really help us grow and flourish. And setting fruit, so to speak, can be analogous to being able to provide sustenance or nourishment or fuel to others. So as we learn and grow and gain wisdom through change, we are then available as an example of possibilities and perhaps a pillar of strength and wisdom to encourage or support others in some way. And as we get better, as we get more proficient at seeing the potential benefits in change, our path can become easier and easier. And remembering that the higher our frequency, the higher our experiences, and calling in higher light and raising our inner light are incredible ways to raise our frequency and elevate our beingness. And other quick ways to raise our frequency include focusing on our strengths and finding things to be grateful for, focusing on all that is going well. Both of those immediately raise our frequency. And I do like to devote time in our show to sharing ideas and concepts centered on our outlook, our viewpoint, because as we see situations with enlightened eyes and increase our faith and trust, we receive physical benefits automatically. In other words, our higher thoughts pattern down, if you will, into our physical systems, and we receive the benefits of that. And then our need for some therapeutics as a result can be lessened. And with that said, we are, of course, multidimensional beings and are affected by many things, both physical and non-physical. And so there are also things we can do physically to help us along the path of navigating changes and challenges with grace. For example, marshmallow, the plant marshmallow of the Althea genus, they are some of the most soothing plants around. These plants are the original source of marshmallow treats. You can actually, it's quite easy to do, you know, pull up the roots, heat them with some sugar, eventually you will get homemade marshmallows. So back to the plant. Share a special resonance that can help us soften our understanding of life and our understanding of others. And that can bring equilibrium and ease our capacity to help glide through major life changes. I'm drinking marshmallow tea right now. Mallows can also help soothe irritations and bring grace to our interactions. And so if you wish to, a tea made from the leaves or the roots can be enjoyed. You know, it's always up to you. And just appreciating the flowers while they're in bloom can also be quite helpful. And let's go ahead and put another break in here, but we'll be right back with our show, Secrets of Sacred Healing, and we'll talk more about navigating changes and challenges with grace. Please do join us after this quick break.
As an accomplished speaker, college professor, holistic educator, Barbara Starflower knows how to use food, herbs, and flowers as restorative, botanical, and energetic therapies. Why not explore this at your next online or in-person group venue? Or how about a talk on cooperative and ecological cultivation, or even how to plant nourishing, reliable harvests on your own land? And much more. Get Barbara to speak at your event. It's easy. Just email grace@barbarastarflower.com. That's grace@barbarastarflower.com.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Your destination for healing with flowers should be BarbaraStarflower.com. There's so much information for natural healing, cooperating with nature, and other fun topics. Barbara is an ambassador for the earth and for nature, a longtime ecological grower, and an advocate for natural healing methods, so you'll learn from the best when you visit BarbaraStarflower.com. With microblogs, book excerpts, and advance information on her upcoming books and courses, you won't want to miss her website, BarbaraStarflower.com.
If you're looking for unique items at affordable prices, then you should try Dream Product. From apparel to beauty, from shoes to therapeutic relief products, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Dream Products, and maybe your dreams might just come into reality.
Trees are sentient beings that deserve our love and respect. They help us in so many ways. Just 1 acre of forest absorbs 6 tons of carbon dioxide and produces 4 tons of oxygen, so we can breathe easier and help the planet at the same time. Property values increase with trees as much as 20%. Placed properly, trees reduce your air conditioning and heating bills, improve water quality, and stop chemicals from entering waterways. Trees help people, animals, water, land, and air. So the next time you see a tree, say thank you and take care of them. They're in your corner.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
Hi there, and welcome back. I'm Barbara Starflower, and thanks for staying with us. Now, prior to the break, we were talking about natural therapies that can help us navigate changes and challenges with a bit more fluidity and ease, and I mentioned the plant marshmallow, and let's continue with some examples. Now, the plant dandelion can be quite beneficial in helping us navigate change as well. Dandelions of the Taraxacum genus are incredible plants. The tenacity of dandelions is almost unmatched among flowering plants, and their fortitude is impressive. Dandelions can encourage in us the importance of faithful determination, persistence, perseverance, and they can inspire the pursuit of our highest happiness and a realignment, I'll say, of our soul mission and our life path. And when that happens, that automatically helps stabilize our consciousness complex and helps us move forward with more ease. And dandelions can also prompt courage, especially their scent. So dandelions are ideal plants with which to work. So how can we work with them? Well, certainly admiring them works, also smelling them. And every part of a dandelion is edible. Of course, we want to ensure if we harvest them that they are properly identified and have been tended to ecologically. I personally love to eat the flowers, the leaves, the stems, and I make dandelion coffee with the roots. All of these parts offer beneficial nutrients and compounds. And, of course, it's always up to your own knowing as to whether anything suggested by another is appropriate for you. And I'm not sure who started the misguided joke about dandelions being a nuisance. Actually, they are incredible survival foods. And the persistence with which dandelions continue to appear, despite attempts by some to eradicate them, signifies their resolute support of humanity. And I believe as very young children, when our innate and accurate senses were still intact, we would often gravitate to dandelions. We recognized the plants and flowers as being special, and we could barely resist blowing the seeds into the wind. The benefits of dandelions to us physically, as well as epiphysically, are impressive, and they are definitely plants to admire and cherish. And there are herbs that can help us to be more flexible as it relates to change, including meadowsweet and white willow. Again, always tapping into your own knowing as to whether that's appropriate for you. And another plant that can be especially helpful in navigating changes and challenges with grace is blessed thistle, also known as holy thistle. Now, this is the plant Snicus benedictus. That's what I'm referring to here. And blessed thistle can help us with clarity. And the flowers of this plant can be admired for benefit, and if you wish to, the leaves can be taken as a tea. And another herb that can be quite helpful is thyme, T-H-Y-M-E. Now, I've talked about thyme in previous episodes with good reason. I was just putting together a video on top herbs for 2024, and thyme is definitely on that list. Because thyme can not only help us boost our spiritual courage and energy toward a sense of direction and action, but thyme is one of the more effective herbs for helping dislodge unhelpful pathogens from our brains. And there's a parallel here between our physical brains and our core drivers and sensitivities. We want to get the unhelpful stuff out, especially from the core. So thyme can be extremely helpful. And thyme, of course, can be used in culinary applications or enjoyed as thyme tea, one of my favorite ways. Provides many beneficial nutrients and immune-boosting compounds. If you wish to try, as always, it's up to you. And sage is also a key herb for helping us tap into our own wisdom. And chamomile can also be helpful. It can help cultivate acceptance and calm and help us let go of fixed expectations. It's a lovely herb to help us navigate change with a little more ease. It can be a lovely tea if that feels right to you. And I've talked about Rose many times, and I'll talk about her many more times. In addition to other benefits, rose can help us restore self-respect and self-worth and self-trust, and that can help really fortify key attributes and qualities within us that can help us better navigate changes and challenges, especially when we can trust ourselves. And all the color of roses can be helpful, but in this regard, especially as it relates to handling our challenges in the highest way as we climb our ladder of ascension, orange roses can be especially helpful. And we can eat rose petals if it feels right to you, or make rose tea, or mist rose water into our auras. There are several options. And just admiring rose blossoms confers those benefits as well. And there are many other flowers that can be helpful, including pansies, such as Viola whitrockiana, Viola tricolor. As we view these flowers, they can be exceptionally grounding and centering, which can be very helpful when we are undergoing change. And I love common evening primrose of the Onifera genus. She broadcasts the resonance that all is well and inspires faith and the elevated perspectives of expanded possibilities. See, when we feel blocked and we simply cannot imagine alternatives, evening primrose can boost our clarity and help uncomplicate issues that have perplexed us. And just being in her presence confers these benefits. And if you wish to try, the flowers and seeds of evening primrose are edible. And viewing cosmos flowers can encourage us to remain flexible in the face of change, helping to foster composure and poise. And there are also many wonderful flower essences that can help us flow through changes and challenges with more grace. And flower essences, in contrast to aromatherapy, have no scent, and can, if you wish to, simply be added to drinking water or bath water or misted into the air to receive their benefits. So, a few examples. If we're going through a change or challenge and it's quite severe, then mustard can help lift us from despair. And gorse, G-O-R-S-E, of the Ulix genus, can help us transcend hopelessness and help us look for the light at the end of the tunnel. And another flower essence that can be very helpful when we just don't know what to do is sweet chestnut. And here I'm talking about Castanea sativa. Sweet chestnut can help us replace feelings of hopelessness and helplessness with hopefulness and optimism and a sense of protection and even divine connection. Now, when we experience a change or challenge that is quite sudden, if we have something that is actually a shock to our system, then Star of Bethlehem can be especially helpful. And gentian, G-E-N-T-I-A-N, can help us cope with setbacks and boost our faith and our conviction that difficulties can be overcome. Mimulus, or monkey flower, can help us overcome fear. And white chestnut, now this is Estrus hippocastinum, can help us release recurring worries and unhelpful thoughts. And in the cases where we long for something that is gone and we can't seem to see happiness in the future, then honeysuckle of the Lonicera genus can help. And chestnut bud, now this is also Aeschylus hippocastinum, can help us learn our lessons. And remember I talked earlier about being in the etheric room? If we're in the etheric room and we're stuck in indecisiveness, then both Scleranthus and Serrato can help with decisiveness, with Serrano especially helping reestablish a connection to our higher self. So that's a great one. That's a great flower essence. Now, English walnut, and that's Juglans regia, can help us accept change and be adaptable and move forward true to our own knowings without necessarily being pulled off course by others' ideas. And wild rose, Rosa canina, can help us reestablish enthusiasm when we've felt resigned to something that's happened. Willow can help us move past adversity and misfortune, free of negative feelings and resentment. And echinacea can encourage in us more openness as an increased receptivity to new ideas, even the ability to welcome change. And let's put in another break here, but we'll be right back. Please do join us after this quick break.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
Barbara Starflower, and I want to encourage that the changes we face can be defining moments in our lives. And if we might think, but what we had was pretty good, well, let's build on the good and go for something that's even better. Changes and challenges can be magical moments of transformation. They can be sacred opportunities and avenues through which we can use our personal and our spiritual power to expand and to move forward on our path, to align with our highest potential and the greatest outcome, and to craft wonderful new beginnings. So wrapping up, please join us on the next episode of Secrets of Sacred Healing, which airs the third Wednesday of each month, 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. And I wish you joy and continued blessings in the restoration of your highest nature and on your journey of exceptional well-being.